makes it come on the sugya of Shirat Kalim, of a kli that was a kli on Shabbos and then broke. So there are really 9 sifim over here in Shulchan Aruch that the Olim saw already. They're coming from 5 different sugyas, and the Chora really comes out of 3 different levels of things that can't break on Shabbos. I mean, first the sifim that we went through is Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, 4 in a row, then you Alf, your Beis, your Gimel, then it's Vav, Tes, Zayin. There's 9 sifim over here. So try to explain it from the sugyas, go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, and go from 5 separate sugyas to build out the points will come out as practically as things that are breaking on Shabbos. First level, the parak starts off, the lochan sivvav, the sugya of shivay kelim. These mamish break, sivvav and zayin are together, and the gemara afterwards goes into the idea of shivay begodim, things of begodim that got worn out. That's your base and your gimel. Because of this is a mishnah daf kuf chav dalav beis. The mishnah says that be the chachamim to have any kelim at the talmud shabbos. They break, they roy me'im malacha. The loch lemaisa is it's motu metaltal on shabbos. Otherwise, be osur. If the kumma comes out, when can you, when you cannot be metaltal? So to metaltal, that's we need 3 things. Number one, it has to be royal malacha, that's involved. Number two, it's something they did not throw out on Erev Shabbos, that's of Zayin and Sifid Beis. And number three, it's something that even if you did not throw out, it has to be something that is not the derech to throw out. That's what you learn out from Sifid Alpha as well, by the Sugya of Machat and Sandal. However, it's missing any one of these 3 things, that means not royal malacha. Or a case that a person threw out Erev Shabbos. A case that a person is derech to throw out, any one of these 3, is Shivay Kalim, that's also the Metaltal on Shabbos, like Muksamach Muskufai. That's Aleph. It goes after the Pasha developed. That's one category. Very simple. A second level is Kalim that the doors fell off. That's it, Mr. Ches and Siftes. There are 2 different cases over there. Doors can pull off either karko, and doors can pull off kelim. Over there, the lochel came out the kitzur by dalsa la kelim. Lochel is mutter to metaltal. Mash enge dalsa la karko. Next, if you cannot be metaltal. When can metaltal dalsa la kelim? What's the get over here? So just speak out 3 main klolim. All is yesh mefakbek. One is the mishabur says that this delta fell off and fell off the kli. He brings down the lochel, even though it's not ready for any shimush. Maybe right now, learn Kuf Kuf Vav Beis. Over there, Rashi brings out that maybe the Kli has to be ready for Shemush. Mishvul might have passed in the door that came off, or the button that came off, does not have to be ready for Shemush. Second is, this halacha, the place coming down, is dafka when to put it back the door onto the box, is to be done Ayde Hedyat. However, if it has to be done Ayde Uman, then it traces to it, and numerous Rishayat, the place can go, the halacha is that it lost a sheiches to the kli, and therefore will not have this set over here of being muchen agvavim. I cannot even metaltal this button or the door that fell off this box over here. Why they say this whole entire locker? Why the mutter agam is not ready for any shimush? The reason why it's mutter is because you plan to put it back on. Let's say you do not plan to put it back on. The button fell off the shirt. You have all the buttons. You do not plan to put this button back on. Again, won't have this set of agvavim. You do not plan to put it back with this. That's the side of the heter when dalsas akelim. Dalsas akarko, what's the law in that case? Mechaber says the person cannot be metaltal. The reason why, Mishabu brings down 2 different reasons. Either from the Rambam, it's not mucha metaltal, and therefore when the door fell open the karko, it's be a muksamach meskufoi. Or the words of Rashi, ain't it clean. Which if you saw the law in Sif, you test, but the case of a sulam, a big ladder, Mechaber says the mice is muksam Shabbos, says the Mogharam, you know why? It's not mucha metaltal. Hagam, he says, Magabam points out, that's metaltalim. He sends you back to the loch over here by the case of Dals and Karko, the loch in Siftes. He says the Yisoid of the Rambam is Ladaf Yedin and Karko. The Avonah in the Rambam is something that's not made for total, is not in the get out category of a Kli. Usually it's a case of a door on Karko, it's not made to metaltal. But if you find another kimto that's part of the same idea over here, the same concept over here, like a sulam, not our ladders with manazer, the ladders with mana chazal, they point out, which is not mean for total, a gamus metaltalim, also will have the category being muksamach meskufoi.
Why would I start this by a big
break front? Oh, so the Mogan Avram over there sends you to the bays by the big break front over there that sees, even though it's very heavy in person, not moving because it's very heavy, it's not nichel in this category of. He says, really depends. Person's not moving because it's heavy. No, that's a kli. It's muchem total, because you have to get 10 people to go move it. One person can't, two people can't. So says the Magarabam, on the case of Sulam, it depends. If you don't move it, because it's just hard, but someone else can, a lot of people can, that's not, it is Mukhum total to scare a lot of people. Mashing is something that's not hard to move, but we're not moving it. Why? Because this is its place, that's not Mukhum total. Magarabam points this out. Mamash, your question. Now the question is, we have two stickers over here. We have a case over here of Shiva Kalim and Talsa Kalim. Shiva Kalim is not wearing Me'im Malacha. Is first he can have a Tartal, Shiva Kalim. The Dasa and Maisa, we can't have a Tartal. What's the Chilik? So we already mentioned, point out, what's the two different sugyas over here? But the case over here of Dasa Kalim, according to Mishnah, is very simple. We Maisa for Yisrael over here, that the Dels can be moved, Agni Mom, a garment's not wearing for any Malacha. The door cannot be used for anything. The butter cannot be used for anything. That means by Shiva Kalim, that's we wearing Me'im Malacha. Dasa Kalim is not wearing Me'im Malacha. That's the Chiddush in this second sugya, second level over here. The Poskim who disagree, mentioned numerous Rishonim, Poskim say not like the Mishnah Berurah, sounds that way from Rashi. The Loch is also, by Dasa Kli, has to be Roy Me'im Malacha. So what's I suffer the Chiddush in this Halacha? In Echlam, it's no suffer. The same sugya Shiva Kalim. All Shiva Kalim needs to call be Roy Me'im Malacha. What's I suffer? The Sava Dafka, Dasa Karkin, the Chura Dafka the Sefer. One Malach can answer is Dafka the Sefer. The Dasa Karkin is not Mukhav Teltel Enikli. Otherwise, it comes along that this idea of Das Sakli is a separate sugya, not Shila Shala hadn't sent the Akimta Das Sakli. Again, Fila Mishibur, there are two separate sugyas. Das Sakli is not where Fashim was still not Mukhsar. Agvimon. Mashayin Kain, according to others. No, the same sugya as Shiva Kalim, it needs the same column. So let's call that, that's the second sugya over here. Let's see. Let's face. There.
So what's with the sandal, the Rashi?
We're leading to go through all the sugyas. We're getting guest cases handled. Next, order Shulchan Aruch. Next case is Sif Yud Aleph, the case of a machat. My mock of this is again a clear Gemara, Daf Kuf of Gimel. The Gemara discusses a machat. We have a verse over there that says, where there has a hole inside, if there's not a hole inside, you can be mitatl on Shabbos. We have a kasha that we see, the lock is that a person, when it fills it out, the chroro uksa, the lock is, a person throws a bein and goes toys into the garbage, and the lock is, it is muksa. So Gemara, a pi robbers, machalik, it really depends. If it really was a needle, and then it took off the hole or the pointy part, then people throw it into the garbage. The mukso. Mashenke, in the case where it was not made yet on the way being made and the hole's not there, that's mutumatalkal. I mean, at the same level, you have a pin over here, the mite that has the hole inside, what's the loch at the same level? Depends. If it's on the way being making it, the loch is, it is zikli. Mash and mutumatalkal. If I care, if it already was made and then broken, now has no hole inside, what the loch of a get, then over case of Osmat Altal. So you realize the Machaber, when brings down the loch and Sifid Aleph, has two loch, has a ratio and has a safer. Again, the ratio case of Osmat Altal, when it really was a complete Kli, and then it broke off. And the safer the loch is, so I care, it wasn't a Kli left. Now, what is this idea of Shiva Kalim over here? It's a case of Shiva Kli. So Betan is a Chiddush in the ratio, the Chiddush of the safer. We're looking at two separate things over here. The idea from the ratio, we see these sides, again, it was a Kli, it broke off. And right now, I can still take a kaitzim. We see a soid in Shiva Kalim, we need this soid that is not there to be zarek. It's there to be zarek, Gami did not zarek yet, and the Gami is usable now, right now. It's Roy and Malacha, we see the soid, we need a third cloud in Shiva Kalim. We learn that from Machat, as Mishabur, the Magar Ram, the Chon would point out, we see a soid from Machat that we need another cloud in Shiva Kalim to be not Mokso. What is not there to throw out? Here it's usable, a probe is usable, wonderful. He didn't throw it out yet. So why is it Mokso? What is there to throw it out? Aleph, that's the Chiddush, we're looking at the ratio. We say from the Sefer that we say that even though it's not made yet, it's Mutter the Metaltal, we see also a Chiddush over here. A Chiddush is that we have something in the assembly line, it's not made yet, this is a Kli. We have again a car in the assembly line, not made to be a car yet, is it Kli yet? Pashas, no. But see a Chiddush, if Zimlin sometimes will change their mind and they keep it as is in the situation is right now, it's a Kli. Did we mention, you have a case of paper towel, silver foil, these things are not finished till you rip it, but someone can use it in the mass of it is right now, it's a case of a Kli.
That means. No.
Like Machat, even a different Shemush. People leave it as is. We see a Chiddush sign, the ratio sign of paper. That we're looking at your side over here that if it's on the assembly line, if people leave it in half made product, it still could be a case of a Kli. Again, we also mentioned, yes, we have a question then. If so, what's the meaning in this case? And Sipchof, we learned yesterday in the sugya of Chereshal Dekel. Over there it's Chazi, below Chazi. And the halacha is, it's muksa unless you have das word, yeshiva, and action over here. But in the case of the kli over here, or this machat, there's no machshava, there's no yeshiva. Why in the world is the case of a kli? The chur, the chilik is. But in the case of machat, you start making it into kli, just to get the final product, you give stop now. The chereshal dekhal, you haven't made into kli yet. It might be chuzi to be a kli. But since it was not an assembly line, on the way making a kli, you need a yeshiva, you need a machshava, you need a maiso. That's the chur, the chilik between the case of Yud Aleph and the verse case of chof and onwards. That's a third sugya. A fourth sugya is sugya of sandal. Sandal belongs to the Bryce and Dach, Kuf Yubayzim and Aleph, that a person has a sandal that's shnipsak. We call it Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said it depends if it breaks in the inside, comes the Rabbi Yehuda by case of Tomo. They told me it breaks in the outside the case of Tor. That means when it's inside be a Kli, outside would not be a Kli. What comes out Lalocha, very simple, Mechaba speaks out, that if you have a sandal that broke in the inside, the Mutter Metalkal, because it still has a shame Kli upon it. Masha Enkin, if broken the outside, people are mevayish to use it, and therefore a bottle shame kli, we made it also metalkal. That means very simple, the sandals from Nifsak be the same thing, depends on the inside and the outside, people will keep it around. The law is, and we'll fix it, or will be mutter talkal, although it will be also metalkal. Then the way that Mishabur brings down this halacha, Magaron, Beis Yosef, all coming from Rashi, the words are, why is it a kli right now for? You know why? Because tomorrow you can go fix it. Therefore, right now, Pasha sounds like you can't wear it. You can't wear the shoe as is. You can't wear the shoe. You know why it's not muksa? Because if Nimi, luckily you can fix it tomorrow. So you can fix it tomorrow. Right now, it's not a kli. Right now, it's not a kli. Very important you say over here. Again, the words are, you fix it tomorrow. It's broken today. You can fix it tomorrow. On Shabbos, it's not a kli. Shabbos, it is a kli, even though there's no use right now. There's no use right now. Let me use an example. Person has a bracelet. Breaks, falls on the floor. Can you pick it up on Shabbos? Tomorrow they're going to fix it 100%. There's no way they're not going to fix it. Right now it has no use. You can't wear it. Are you allowed to talk on Shabbos? Is that mamshe case of this Indian over here? Nifsak. Your watch broke. Your band broke. The battery broke. I'm going to fix it tomorrow. So just like by the, I'm going to put in the battery. I'm going to fix the band. And therefore the watch should not be a problem over here. This discuss wants a diamond ring. The diamond fell out. Tomorrow you're going to put it back inside the ring. It's a muksa. A doll falls apart. Tomorrow you're going to fix it. Is that muksa? Aleph, basis on the tzad that is not muksa, we're discussing putting it back, the shoe. Who is discussing putting the shoe back? A uman or a hedyet? The pasha's simple understanding is, we're in the sacking tomorrow, shoe breaks well, and we're not going to fix it. The outside broke, sounds like. That's what an uman to fix. La daka even hedyet, even the uman. Building upon this, come along for Shabbos and says a chiddush. Negates the sugya shiva kalim. He brings this as his main raya, his only raya baker, that anything that broke today, can guarantee to fix tomorrow, broken to pieces. The lock is not muksa. All the cases I mentioned, not muksa. He says, even it what? Yes, and he writes, and he said, even the umut, in this case, he answers both questions. Number one, it's not really at all on Shabbos. Number one, you fix it tomorrow, it's not muksa. Number two, he says, patch the case is Uman over here. A broken case is Uman. And the other locket, even if you need an Uman, still the locket is not Muksa on Shabbos. Massive chiddush in the case of sandal. Which then you have to go back and analyze and add up with all these lockets over here. But again, from this fourth sugya, the case of sandal, he says, you said over here, the lock is fixed and Uman, the lock is, it's not Muksa. Now, others say the same story, of Gross or Machon Lashiv Tachol, but they say, no, you have no right case of head yet. I'm not looking at you right for the case of Uman. You can fix it tomorrow by Hedyet. It does not lose a shame kli. But if Uman has to go fix it, who says you're right? Still shame kli. Be bottle on Shabbos. And then the one time, the case of a Hedyet by the sandal. You have no raya that was. What is the Matisse, the Uman, the sandal mantra? I don't even know. I can't even figure out the picture that clear what's going on with the case of sandal. I tried. I couldn't help what's going on with Matisse's voice. You couldn't even figure it out. I'm not sure what the Matisse is in the sense even to say if it's Uman a Hedyet. But the Aruch Shabbos says Pashat was the case of Uman. Oh, that's what I'm saying. You have no right to the case of Uman. But there seems to be one. What? You cannot fix it. Uman to fix it. You're a professional. The Maaseh. So again, those who are tiny, a chiddush otz in the case of sandal has no use. Handle on Shabbos, not malocha, mlakta, nothing, zero. You fix it tomorrow. The Maaseh says it seems to be a kli tomorrow. No, was a kli today, or was before you broke it? It was kli yesterday. Maaseh on Shabbos, halacha is still have to get a kli and mutter talton. We not be doing things ever again Shabbos. They plan to fix tomorrow. What? No, then you won't fix it. It's mevayish. You won't fix it tomorrow. You can throw it out. Then a climb, that's the case why it's also a talton. You can throw it out in the garbage. What? It's a kli. What's a tassel? You want to know what level kli it is. We said, oh, wait, I'm talking about for Shabbos. We'll get to it.
No,
it's
not for Shabbos. Going back to Shabbos.
Could be. It'd be the same thing. Yeah. So we have to. This question comes along the air. It comes itself. Sounds like we're up to in the Bnei Adam. Sounds like we're up to people. Derek. I don't know. Right, not the word. Right, Bnei Adam. Let's ask the kashas upon him and see why he's not so. So I see this one went this way. It's a chiddush. Until now, it's a matter of chiddush. And you, it's your question. How do you have to? It's your question, right? Am I the first way is not the way? First of all, we discussed again. We have the sugya of dal tzal kelim. By dal tzal kelim, do you need me'im malacha or not? Again, so we're saying the shvuah came that the locha do not need me'im malacha. Sounds away from Tosfos. The Maisa Numishu Shainim Paiskin Paskin that Dalsa Kilim Nim Ma'in Malacha Mi'iri Shitlaran Ril Mulil Piskiriyaz and the Akashukan passed this way, the Moshe passed this way, the Numishakan passed this way, they need Ma'in Malacha. Now, in this case, you're still going to fix it tomorrow, putting the door back on the box. They need Ma'in Malacha. According to the Akashab, it's not true. He himself points this out and says it's all wrong, because the Sugyav, at least Alacha, to the Sugyav Sandal. But the fact that they are Rishainim and Paiskin was even Bismanazer. Locha is Nima Aim Malacha but Dalsa Kalim, all the Yushanim of Paiskim are against him, and he says he's masking against him and they're wrong. That's Aleph. So your list is already against him. A list of Paiskim. Second, make the list bigger. Those that discuss what's Alokha, by Dalsa Kalim, do you need to have the Gufa Kli to be around to say that the door fell off? And now you have a box. The reason why the door is not Muksa, because I give the box that's not Muksa. Well no, Maisi plan to connect it tomorrow. It speaks that the Meiri, also Rishon of Vodam from Zam the Ashram and others. Says this halacha is dafka. I'm sorry, the Yashiv and others that this halacha is dafka with the box is around. The fact you plant it, and the reason why it's not muksa because this is connected to the box itself. The box is roi the metalkal on Shabbos. The door also roi the metalkal. The core those who say this mahalach also are against the orkha Shabbos. Second, third is we discussed when you have klei chashmal, all klei chashmal that's not mukhubar, not connected, not working on Shabbos. What is it? Those who want taina, it's muksa machlas gufay. All disagree, so called service called establishes. That whole question doesn't even spot the court to the Arab. How in the world can you discuss if a fan that's not connected is a muksa machlas gufay or called establishes? You can have it connected tomorrow. And that is the clear on Shabbos. Everyone he's saying that according to him is discussing the wrong point. They're saying that it's not connected. You put the chashmal inside. It's what is it? Shivikli and not muksa machlas gufay. They get the muksa machlas gufay. According to him, you learn a metal. There's no muksa on it. Tell me, connect tomorrow. Put on tomorrow. Fix the mic. Fix your bracelet. Fix your ring. Fix your watch.
I can compare shivikli and something that's not completed yet. It's not complete.
The fan was completed, and now when you take out the chashmal, it's not working. So he says, Shavikil Muksa Machlas Gufay. Rabbi Yashu wants to answer it, Shlomo. Those who want to answer it. Or say, what do you mean that Shlomo is not broken? The whole argument, according to him, doesn't have even a footing. According to him, say whatever you want. Shavikil, that you can fix tomorrow. So again. What? The cash is everybody. Yeah. These three cashes are cashed everybody first. The fourth thing is, he himself points out, that we discussed by Daf Sarkanim, what's the local? Daf Sarkanim is only to be makel with the case of a hedya, or even in the case of a umon. We came along and said, Taisi Rid and Shabazam and Yashab both paskin, by putting the door back on the box, it's not muksa the door. When Dafka hedya putting it back. When umon puts it back, it's also shankli, and the door itself is muksa. Now, for Shabbos himself points out, that's against him. And there'd be a paskin against his mahalach. Because he has, even umon, the local is. There's no iser of muksa when you plan to put it back tomorrow. Which, right? So the two things are for Shabbos is number one, he says you plan to put it back together by hedyot. Number two, umon. The first three kashas are kashan and hedyot. The fourth kasha is kashan umon. And again, he himself says they're wrong with the circular. The problem is I don't think Rishon LeZalman, the Yashiv, the Chodshani, and all the places might say wrong. We look for the Shabbos. So we have to answer. We'll do the sandal now. So first, I give you a list of 30 people against him, some speaking out clearly against him, but Pashas, we see from everything we learned until now, it does not sound like what he's saying is emes. I had answered the sugya of sandal. So the etzem again, he himself points out, how do you know the sugya of a sandal? He says, you read the Mishabruah and Bagavram, give himself quotes to Bagavram, the case is Roy to Masakin tomorrow. Why do you need ideas Roy to Masakin tomorrow? What's your story? What are you getting out of that? So the Mishabruah tells you, they send you to Bagavram, the fact that Roy to Masakin tomorrow, there was not to dare to throw it out. And the Bagavram says, it's Roy from Ein Malacha. Bagavram says, these shoes that are broken, are Roy from Ein Malacha. Correct the Magavram, according to the Magavish, Roy Me'im Malacha, why is it Muksa even with Tichit Zainis? Why is it Muksa for us? Roy Me'im Malacha. You know why? He sends you back to Sugya Machat, Sifir Aleph, because Derek to go throw it out. But Derek not to throw it out, it's Roy Me'im Malacha. That means they come along, what Sugya is the case of Sandal? Is Sandal a case of Dasa Kalim or Shiva Kalim? We have two levels over here. The Locha of Dasa Kalim do not need Me'im Malacha. Shiva Kalim need Me'im Malacha. He's putting it under the sugya of Dasa Kalim. He has a whole chiddush over here, even though it's Mais Uman, we don't care. Even though, if long as you plan to put it back tomorrow, the Seder. But Magavram says the shoes over here are Roy Me'in Malacha. To be a bal cap, to put lean things on top of it, has an old use over here. So you know the reason why it's not Muksa? When it's Bipnimius, it's Me'in Malacha. Dech not to throw it out. So what's the bayah over here? And people keep it. So the reason why it's not Muksa, because Me'in Malacha, it's a Mishnah. That's the Magavram. Mishmur does not say the word Me'im Malacha, but he sends you the Rosh Hashanah from the Magavram. Magavram is coming from what? He writes, it's Me'im Malacha.
No,
because right now it has an other use. It can be a Baal Kap, says the Magavram. It says you can put the table and lean upon it. So there's a case of Shiva Kalim over here. And what's it called, Shiva Kalim? As long as Me'im Malacha, he's not throw out, not there to throw out, it's not Muksa. So that's like a Dasa Kalim, which he's sending to you, and he has now all these coolers, and all the Yishanim are wrong, and all the places are wrong. You got the wrong sugya, you missed the boat. The sugya is what? It's Shiva Kalim. What's the lock of Shiva Kalim? Me'im Malacha. It's Me'im Malacha. It's not that thought, you throw it out, it's not Muksa on Shabbos. Very simple. When it's Pnimius, when it's Chitzonius, why is it Asapur? I had the same thing. Because Mishmu, you know what? Because Jack can throw it out. It's one of the Klalim. We Jack throw it out. My sister's not Muksa Makhla Skufoy. Plain and simple. So again, I see a couple of swam went with him without quoting him, just saying himself said that. But Lechura, it again, Mishmu again, Maskim is not bringing down the word Me'im Malacha. But he does tell you the Vus Estrat, and which is coming from the Magavram, which says the case of a shoe is Me'im Malacha. Magavram says it.
What do you write, Matt?
I didn't answer this question. I'll let you write this question then. And again, and it's from the Yishenim of Pesach, all saying, not like what he's saying, they're all giving different Kalam and Gadam. According to him, he says they're wrong. Look right to us, someone else might be wrong. Fine, that's the fourth sugya over here.
The fourth.
The Kli, which Kli?
No, that's why
it's the lecture thing. No, the lecture thing now, Ichnami, it's not really on Shabbos at all. So now we start Kli, Musa Mach Muskubi. He, again, here they say, connect tomorrow, right now, the loch is not Musa. The loch is no. Something you're going to fix tomorrow, that means if your bracelet falls on the floor, what do you go do? You pick up with your mouth. I might show you a diamond fell out of the ring. What do you go do? You pick it up with your mouth. He says, pick it up with your hands. Let's pick it up next tomorrow. A fan, the Chiddush is, the Yashma Tide is broken. So it's Muksa Machlas Guvoy. So what? What's the way to go do? What can you do with the radiator? What? That's a Roy Mlach. You don't say for that. It's not called Roy Mlach. You won't say for that. What?
Why
matter? I'll test it. That's a stomach question. So you nothing to do with this.
If you're going to throw it out, it's stomach.
That's a Chiddush over here. That's a stomach question. So you nothing to do with this. Call the Shiva Kalim. Fine. Next sugya, the fifth sugya over here, is the sugya of Shem Yitaka. So that's the locha in Sifta Zayin. We're coming from a Zibayis and Dafko Flamenches, El Masur. Over there we have a kiro, an oven, that one leg broke. The Bryce that says that it'll be mutter talto, two legs broke, the Maisa also talto. However, Rav, and that's where we pass it, even one of the legs of the Maisa broke, is also to a talto. Why? Because Shem Yitaka, you might take the oven, move it, put the leg back inside. That's how you use the oven over here. Which is the Issa of either Baina or Makia Patish. Now the question is over here, we have the Sugya of Shema Yitaka. You might come to jam it in. You mentioned the Sugya of Dalsa Kalim, Lokan Sivches. The Loka is to put it in and jam it in is Osal Tekua. However, you might have been with Talka, we know the Baya of using it. You can't use a box and you can't use the door. So if you put the door in, the Gemara says by the box, you're even Issa. Of Kiyo, Boino Makia Patish. but so don't put it in. You can move the door, move the box. Mashenke, in the case you have a kira over here and you have the leg that fell off, the loch is, since Shemi talked about there, we cannot move the kira over here. What's the chil between Siv Ches and Siv Design? They both have an Isser if you put it together as being an active Tekua, and yet the loch is one Yilab Matatum, one Nalab Matatum. Posh the Kasha. She comes with the same way, simple, there's a chil over here. But in the case you get to the box has a wonderful use on Shabbos. You can use it over and over and over. So not Chosh, Shemi talked about, we'll use the box. Why is the door nice and not muksa? Because Agud Imam, if the box is not muksa, the door is nice and not muksa. The box is in wonderful use. Over here, the kio, Agud Imam, the Habim, father, mother, fine. Your mother's issues, father's issues. But my Tashani, when you have a sugya of the safsal, or the kio over here, the case of the kio by itself has no use. If you want to go use it, it can be used in the situation it is right now. Therefore, chash, you might come to connect it. Shem Yitoka. It cannot be used. That means you have a chiluk. What is Sifta Zayin versus Simchas? The third dark over here of, you have a sigil of Shiva Kalim, second Dafta Kalim, third thing of Shem Yitoka. The chiluk of Shem Yitoka versus other sugyas is when it cannot be used either side, then we have a chash Shem Yitoka. If it can be used in the box, we have no chash. No chash only when it cannot be used. Building upon this halacha, coming the Truma Sadesh discusses by case of Kiro, by the case of a Safsali of a bench, the one lung broke. Is even the same halacha? So you look at the Truma Sadesh, the Ikka wants to be make home and say the Safsali is different, has a use. Without putting leg inside, you can take it, put on top of this thing over here, and sit upon it. Put on top of another piece of wood and sit upon it. I got the Derech, you connect the leg. He said, no, maybe no Raya. He ends up a Machma Tabla Bracha Roy Lahachmer and say Kiro is the same thing as Safsali. Why? Because therefore, my is to put the leg back inside and not to put it on something else to have its use. That means the key is the only way to have its use for the leg back inside. The safsul could have its use in other way, putting it on top of something else. So you might think, well, not have the Gzeir Shem Yitoko. Kamashmon Mechadim Shemus Adesh is still way be machmer. And say, even the case of a safsul, the loch is also the person cannot be metalkal on Shabbos, al Gzeir Shem Yitoko. The loch comes from the Chabad and brings down the Sugya of Kiro. And the Amor brings down the sugya of safsal to be machmir, cannot be metalkal, side the kira and not the safsal over here. But first, some side points before we define the terim over here. One they discussed was saying cannot be metalkal the safsal, not the kira. Metalkal the leg? What about the leg? We had the same gezeira as Shem Yitaka? Or no? There seems to be a shell among the chindikas from Dafka, this question over here. Shem Hida Shem Yitaka says you have gezeira Shem Yitaka on the kira and the safsal, you have gezeira Shem Yitaka on the leg. Also, same idea, same concept over here. I said, Hashem Shalom Zalman, or the full pocket of this Habmin, I'm not sure what he came out in Maskono. It wasn't Taino. Gzeir on the Kiro, I want to use the Kiro. I have a Gzeir on being metalked to the Kiro, the Safsal. The leg itself, do we see anywhere on the page? Rav Chatoshu says, points out the page, no one says it cannot be metalked to the leg. The leg will have a Locha, or whatever the Kli is. But is a Shalom, do we have a Gzeir on the leg? What? That's true, but the gzeira shibai. It's not. That's whatever the muksa of the box says. The leg also has, but the box has nothing. It's a not metal shem you talking. Not it's a muksa. It's a bino b'etem. It's a bino nowhere. Who said this iser? For example, one of the legs. Maybe the leg you can. The cure you can. Absolutely can't. But maybe the leg you can.
Even
the
boy's not right
for anything. Even the leg. Yeah. Because that's the question here. It has these. You plant. It has a getter being attached to the door. Yeah, that's the kelim. Yes.
So
when
put the
jinn
holds up, can be also ready and locked.
Yeah, that will be so. But mishmur is not all the way. Correct. It should be the same idea. But the second thing is, they're discussing by moving the kiro. Why are we discussing about moving the kiro? Let's say you want to move it to a certain kaimoi. Is it a whole issue moving the kiro and the safsal that you want to use it? Now we have a clear shami yitaka. Let's say he's moving to walk, he can get by, it's blocking me. The table with the leg is blocking me. Who says then we have a clear shami yitaka? So again, come along from the Zalman, again, the whole purpose is having, and he wants a taino. The law is, you can move a circle from the kaimon. Kotchan says the same thing. So Hashem, for Shabbos, all the world say no. Once you move, you have a clear shami yitaka. And then again, these swarm is man and death seem to argue this point. But that's a shadow. How far do you understand the Shem Yitaka? Now, this is the Shem Yitaka. Again, it's after you talk about being mistaken, doing a ticket any other way besides the Tekua. You want to do another ticket? What's the lock in that case? So, for Etzem, we saw the lock on Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sid Beis by a Sugil of Kosher. that something fell out, shula is for other cases, you cannot put it back inside. Shemi Yakshir says the places, where is he getting from? From Shemi Yitaka, this sugi over here. So you see the idea of Shemi Yitaka is lav dakka tkiya, means any malacha that will lead one to another, when you do metaplet, I mean it's the metaplet things in Shabbos. That means there's shira or tkiya, any tikkun over here, any tikkun all, you cannot be, if you lead to metaka the kalim over here, malacha you cannot be metaplet the kli on Shabbos. Now, if that's so, discuss a couple of times you are allowed to metaplet. Number one, come along the achreinim, the malakim over here, and say, this one's our local Shem Yitok, and only can lead to a case of a deraisa. But let's say you're metaplet, you put it together, and the whole connecting it would only be an issa derabona. There's no gzera, but you can't gzera look gzera. And where are they getting this from? The Chorah, we learn, again, my back to Shem Yitok, my case of kosher. We see over there the Beis Yosef says, go tell me the Taz. The whole issa of Shem Yitok would only be a kshira deraisa. A kshira derabona says the Taz, the loch is, we're not going to make a gzera of Shem Yitok. Therefore, the core where the malakim are getting it from, again, they don't say they're getting it from here. The core they're getting it from is the fact that the whole idea of being mistaken in something, you see the whole idea by Shemi Yakshir, flown by the rice, not by the Rabbanon. Here also, the idea of connecting things will only be there to the Rabbanon. We don't know Issa, we metalpal. Interesting nafkamina would be when we look at the Sugya Bainon, Simon Shinu Gimel, Shai Shinian discusses over there a screw, putting a screw inside. What is that? Is that Tekua or Hotta? Is that the Rabbanon or the Raisa? Vijay Machlagis, Magarbam and Taz. Rambam says putting a screw inside in the get of Tekua, did the Raisa. The Taz says the get of Rabbanon. The Shua seems like goes back and forth with the locker. As they come along, putting a screw back inside to be a case of the Rabbanon. If so, if that's all like the Taz, you can metaltal. Anything that broke, the screw fell out. We won't have a gzeiro by case of the Rabbanon. You go like the Rambam, the screw is a case of the Raisa, like the Baal Kaps, he's discussing the case of the Raisa when he screw it back on top. Then there'll be instance to metaltal. The kli that comes to the stock through a case of a screw. So again, we have one hetu when the tikkun is going to be a tikkun derabanan. And when the two main terms discussed before on the page, number one, we have the taz over here that says the whole entire lock is wide, we come to do an act of tkiyas. But let's say you cannot do it. For example, it broke over here, or the leg got lost over here. You can metatl the kiyas now, the safsa now. Says the taz, the maestro, now you can. Now you can. Because what is the isser? I might take the leg and put it back in the kiyas. Well, the leg I can't find. The leg broke over here, I can't put it back inside. And the friend pointed out that we're not mechalk whether you're an Uman, an Uman can't put it back in. He'll know how to make a brand new leg. The Uman know how to fix it. No, myself, Chazal will not go using the case when the only when it's easy to put it back inside. When you need a Meister Uman, or when it broke, got lost, there's no Gzer Shemi Taka, then you can't, myself, move this Kli over here, this object over here. A third half to the point out, as Ramal says, if you use it already one time on Shabbos, the Matzv is right now. And he did not fix it. There's no Gzer Shem Yitok also. Might put the bench, you put it on top of something, you set upon the safsal when it's on top of something else, so you already used it. So see, not bowl that the thing over here cannot be used in the matzv is right now. And therefore, we will not have the Gzer over here of Shem Yitok. So again, so we have three kulas over here. Again, number one is Drabonon. Number two, if it's a case that you used already. And number three, it's not possible for a hedit to put it back together. Now, these three kulas we're discussing, at least two of them are whole office. Is this halacha? A hetit dafka in safsal, or the locha even in the case of kira. Why should we have between the two? Because kira is a gemara. Safsal, the tremendous one, wants to be etzivi mekel, he ends up a machbetav lebracha, b'chein roi lahachmir. So maybe the kula is almost as when you send the safsal, the dafka in the safsal. The Taz says you have a kula of when it's nishbar or nevan, he's discussing a case of a safsal. So maybe the whole entire hetit is dafka in the case of a safsal. Who said he had a head in the case of a kira? It's Medina Zagamara. And that's mastered that way in the case of the Taz. And I mean now, we asked him that way. He wants to tell him that he said his doctor, the coolest, a doctor by safsul and not by kira. That means to come along. What's the difference between a kira and a safsul? Kira cannot be used in the massive is right now. Safsul is possible, it's only a chumro. Meister, they point out the most form does not seem to go this way. The coolest, the term, goes side by safsul and side by kira. I mean, the Nazi Yisrael, the Shmuel quote sometimes says it's halakha. Both cases, the time loss in both cases, the swam seem to go this way. Building upon this, this is to end up with cases over here, how to apply it practically. Person has over here a stroller. One wheel fell off. What's halakha? You use the stroller. Now, about the connected wheel before you even answer. Be masakin, taking over here. Pashtus, that's it. Even answer, so the nice halakha, can you now move the stroller over here? It's a Shem Yitaka. So usually if a head, you can put it back together. Most of us can connect it together. It's not lost in the wheel over here. It's not a case you use a stroller fell apart on Shabbos. But all kids come with the most from Shal Mizalva and the Asher said Maitha, the stroller is muksa. It cannot be metal the stroller at all. But Shani says the story. Shabbos says it cannot be metal. Hagam, I see the Ernie Yisrael says, what do you mean? Why are you putting it under the sugar of the idea of Shebi Taka? He said, what's the Chilujin Das Lakelim? We don't have an exact Shebi Taka. You know why? Because the back can be used in the situation is right now. He says, also, the stroller can be done on three wheels. People can take the stroller and use it on three wheels. So it's being sugar of what Das Lakelim? It should not be muksa, says the Dayan Fisher. Nice to Chiddush. Hash says that since the Iker, that's not a Shamsh, is a Gam, you're able to use it, but Shafat Chak that way. Chosh be nichol sugya of shivay kelim, not dal sugya kelim. If shivay kelim, then you have very shem. You're talking. Another case, glasses. Now, what? Well, place to say it also. My sister, you cannot be top of the stroll. You can't be top of it.
There's something about the stairs. You're going to curve the noise.
You always have.
Well, the stairs are going to curve the noise. You feel okay. You come to.
No, that's this goes
normal.
That's not in a normal way. No, it's. That by the stairs, that's how you do it, and by the curb, that's how you do it. But no one does that when they're on regular concrete. So you didn't show that you'd use it that way. What? He wants a knife for sure. That's not shemikim. Dasta kelim. He dasta kelim. Not a zeh shem yitako. You know why? Because you can use the box. So you don't zeh shem yitako. He says use a stroller. He says you got the wrong sugya over here. Okay? We have right three levels over here. Dasta kelim, shemikim, shem yitako. Shem yitako only applies by where shem yitako and not by dasta kelim. So he says, "Das Lakelim." Be sourced by you would argue the point and say, "No, Shiva Kelim." I see others very clearly. Shafet Chak is the nichol category of Shiva Kelim, not Das Lakelim. The case again, just another case, classic happens is glasses that break. Now again, there are 13 different ways as far as McDonald and Shalmahu to have glasses can break on Shabbos. Just make it one simple case where your temples fall off, the screw came out. Very simple, the screw came out of you. What's the luck in that case? So first of all, both temples came off. Come along to my old Svarim, Shlomo Zalman, the Ashim place, voice and Chodshani, the one time that you have over here, Vayav Shem Yitoka, it seems to be the Choshi, the idea of a screw is a case of the right soul here. And therefore, the law is you cannot be metaltal the glasses. That's it. Moksam Shabbos, the poles are all from Shabbos, you cannot metaltal the glasses. The stems itself, the temple itself, if you go to Mahalach, that's who did the glasses, who did the regal, who did the temples itself. But let's say one of the temples fell off. And your people, it can be used with one temple, one side. You see people do using it that way. So now we'll switch from the sugya, not from Shiva Kelim, to Dalsa Kelim. And by Dalsa Kelim, we will not have the Xerah of Shemi Yitaka. Why? Because the people can use a box how it is right now, and people do. We don't have the Xerah of putting the door on top of the box. The same thing, they get their glasses. People, I've seen numerous times, they walk around with glasses with one temple until they get around to go fixing it over here. Therefore, the law should be that the glasses are not muksa, and it will come along also, then the temple, you can also move. Why? Again, the temple has no use, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it has no use, Dasa Kelim, no problem over here. That's how the simple bottom goes, Emek HaTshuva, Agam HaSitarfa Shabbat, says no. He says, it's Shafet Chak. It's a Shafet Chak, it's Dasa Kelim. It's a Shiva Kelim. Shiva Kelim, you have Gzer Shem Yitoka. That means you can argue what level you're putting it when you have one temple over there. Is it Dasa Kelim or Shiva Kelim?
If you come to Sardar and then you're
also, no. Yeah, well, one of them. Well, I think one is enough in Nephilim category people use. You can argue the point, and there's not much anyway.
No,
both them broke. So we'll get another example. So what do you do, Michael? Let's say you either want to be makor darker Shabbat, even one of them broke, or both of them broke. What to go do? It's to say very simple. According to the Taz, what's the locha? If it's nishbur or nevat, what's the locha? No gzeir shem yitaka. So says the Svarim, you have a screw over here. Kick it away, lose it. Kick it on the floor. It's gone. Nishbur or nevat. It's proven never. Fine. It's made malacha. I pick it up and use it. It's not muktzah anymore on Shabbos. So echnami. If you have other screws around, so other Shabbos won't work. But who has other screws in your glasses? Let's say either store has, so it's not open. If you have other screws around in your house, and you say them, you might have an issue. Echnami. You got to take all of them, get rid of all of them. Echnami. But otherwise, most of us don't have screws around by glasses. And the eight they say, and they say you can do it even the chachilo. Go kick it. Now it's never. Now you can move your glasses on Shabbos. It will not be a problem there.
There's
no use, right? But Tachlum also, even though you can use it. Yeah.
Right.
We're Machlum myself. Fine, let's add kind of a shiva kelim. Let's like cover one thing at muksimach maskufay, just to clarify something maybe. In muksimach maskufay, we understood that something that has no use to rakamais in the muksim Shabbos, once you make something, the loch is, that's a clear ending, very simple. Now, if something is on the assembly line, mentioned before, the loch is before until it gets to that matziv, the loch is, it's still muksimach maskufay, unless nimloch, you change your mind. I mean, for example, you have a beggar, you mill making it, mill making the beggar, avad is muksimach maskufay, you made it in the case of a kli. Now, where do you switch over when something is made or not? So for example, you have a case of screws. Screws that you have in front of you, what are screws of the etzim what? Muksimach maskubik is made to connect to something? Or klish makhla iser? So kamat all swarm say the case of screws are klish makhla iser, it's a keli ready. I got your plan to connect something with it, this is a klish makhla iser. A button, before you connect it, not fell off a shirt. What's the lock in that case? Kamat all swarm say, what's the lock of muksimach maskubik? Oh, so I want to explain that. That's the question here. Why is screws are going to connect things together?
And nails
together. Screws and nails are the same thing. Screws and nails are the same thing. I'll pass the command also from the and button, everyone will say Muksimach Maskufay. So I think there's a fundamental difference over here what the tachlis of each one is. The tachlis of a screw is what? It's to connect things. You want to make a chair, it connects two chairs here. Now, in my case, you have a chair. The screws are command less, so we don't look at the screws anymore. Its function of the screws is to connect. The function of a button is what? It's not, it's to, went on your shirt, but you put the button inside the hole. How do you do that? You have to put the button on your shirt. So really the button before it's on the shirt is a stage before its function. The button's function is, when it's connected on your shirt, to go put it through the hole. So what do you have to go do that? Before you do that, you have to put the button on your shirt. The function of screws, you buy screws, why? To connect things. So when the screws are made already, it's a clear ready. The whole function, now when you have a shear, no one says, I have a shear with screws. Screws we're not mitziach to anymore. The function of screws and nails are what? Are connect things. It's like, what screws? Wonderful clear. No, that's still like a buzz. It's still like a buzz. He's discussing a separate one. Al-Dasa came when it fell off, they still haven't used my malacha. But no, a button is made to be connected on a shirt. Even if it was, no one says it may not. Be connected on a shirt. Now what its use? Tell me what the use of a button is. That means when it's got use, a button is what? Button through the hole of the shirt. What's the use of a screw? Use a screw, it's to connect things. So we have to, when we get the finished product, when it gets to the stage, when it has to be used the way how it is right now. But with a button? No one does that. No one does something that people do. It has to be the derech. People do. I don't think so. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. No.
Because it's so volatile, the chair is not a
clean
the
bottle. No. A screw's use is to connect things. A button's use is nothing.
Right, not
its use.
It's
fine. So that's his job. It's doing his tachlis. A button's tachlis not be connected on a shirt.
No,
that's something else. What? Clear.
A nail's not clean.
No.
Why not? You're even looking at it once.
Now you're saying, hold on. No. You want to say
it's
different.
Saying.
No, I'm not saying.
You're saying the nail
is clean. Tell me, no. What is it when it gets to his tachlis? I created something now that has a wonderful function.
Right.
A chair's function is sit upon. Right, a pen function is to write. A screw's function is what? To connect two things. A button's function is to put on the shirt. No, so fine. Tell when it got this function, it's in the clear already. We'll come up example. A staple, I think.
Okay,
a staple is not connected. What?
That
might be. That might be so fine. It could be, but that's not. That's
could be, yeah. Then glue itself in the clear.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, might be one-time use, but yes. Yes, I think a staple is one-time use, and I think a staple is klishmak lisser. That's its function. It's right before you connect the staple, klishmak lisser. Mashaking a door that's not on the handle yet. I'm sorry, a handle that's not on the door yet. The lock is what? What is that? The chore that's not by its function yet. Therefore, muksimach maskufay. So again, the chore there, when you define muksimach maskufay versus kli, I think the idea to define the words are, is it holding by its matter to be its use? A screw is, this is used to connect something. That's what the Chorus Pishon Mach Lesser.
Is this with
talking about the body? So, no, that might be Shema Yitoka. That's it's a deraisa according to the Magen Rambam, according to the Rabbanim. Taking out might be case of soyser, but soyser. Point is, the point is soyser. But I'm telling you, what level moksha we're discussing over here? Lechore, that is its use. Fine, that's up. Moksha machmas guvay. Fine, Bez Hashem on Sunday we do kisa kalin and kisa karko. Monday Bez Hashem will be the sugya of kiddush mokum suda, the end of Rishayin Gimel. However, also beginning of Monday morning at 9:20, Father plans to make a seam over here. So it's going to be his 75th birthday, and I'll give out some lechaim. Then afterwards, we'll have a kapurah, Bez Hashem, at 9:20.
What?